Michelle Matern has spent the last 3.5 years as Scott County's health administrator working to prevent another HIV outbreak like the one 5 years ago.
About 95% of the cases were also co-infected with hepatitis C. And so all those cases back then were linked to injection drug use, sharing syringes with each other.
The epicenter of the outbreak was Austin, where the number of positive cases made its HIV infection rate comparable to sub-Saharan Africa. As the crisis in Scott County spiraled out of control, then-Indiana Governor Mike Pence signed an executive order allowing the county to operate a needle exchange program.
I will tell you that I do not support needle exchange as anti-drug policy, but this is a public health emergency. And I'm evaluating all of the issues and all of the tools that may be available to local health officials.
You know, we're expected to have around 25 new HIV cases every year just based on our population size and the number of positive cases that live in our county. And the most we've seen in the last 3 years is 12 cases. Last year, I believe we had 7.
Matern credits the county's needle exchange for the drop in cases. Since Scott County started its exchange, 8 other counties have followed suit. But their existence is now in jeopardy. The bill that allowed counties to start exchanges expires next summer. If lawmakers don't update the language, the programs could go away. Indiana State Senator Ron Grooms voted against lifting the expiration date for the exchanges.
It was intended to be an exchange. It became a giveaway program in which hundreds of syringes were being given away at any given time, at any given location, at multiple locations.
Grooms represents part of Clark County in the state Senate. The area lies directly south of Scott County on the Kentucky border. Clark County felt the effects of the HIV outbreak, though, as Scott County residents came in droves for treatment. Eric Yazel was an emergency room doctor at the time and is now Clark County's health officer.
In 2015, if you came in and told me that, you know, I'm using heroin and I need some help, I'd hand you a paper that had a phone number on it for a place that had a couple month wait, and that's literally all that we had to offer.
Clark County also established a syringe service program, and Yazel says it's seen its overdose deaths fall by 50%.
You use things repeatedly, it lets bacteria out in your bloodstream, and you get infections of your spine and heart valves and things like that. So we have different needles here, and we have other products that, you know, typically would be used over and over again when someone's using IV drugs.
Back in Scott County, users can visit the health department's one-stop shop in Austin for clean syringes. But Matern says most importantly, it provides health care for those who need it.
You know, we have peer recovery coaches that work in our syringe service program that have, like I said, are in recovery themselves, and so it gives them a peer to talk to and walk them through that process whenever they are ready to be off substances and go into recovery.
Carrie Lawrence is a research scientist for Indiana University's School of Public Health and says part of the difficulty surrounding needle exchanges is the stigma they carry as a sort of starter kit for drug users.
And that whole word that's often used, and we still hear that even within the policy arena, is you're enabling the drug use. And I think over time, I've come to really see how it truly is a prevention and evidence-based public health measure.
Research from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows needle exchanges help reduce the spread of infectious diseases like HIV and can help people overcome substance abuse.
People will still continue to use just because there aren't clean syringes available. They will go back to using and sharing dirty syringes. And so we're going to see disease spread again. It may not be the first year, it may not be the second year, but eventually we're going to see the increase of disease start again.
Matern and Yazel say educating the public and lawmakers about the usefulness of needle exchanges is paramount to their success. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mitch Legan.